From Washington, this is VOA News. Gunfire and explosions hit Kobani as fighting continues, and a conference focuses on aid for Syrian refugee hosts. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. Fighting continued in the northern Syrian town of Kobani today with the familiar sounds of gunfire and jets flying overhead, signaling ongoing efforts to keep Islamic State militants from seizing the area from Kurdish forces. VOA Scott Bob is just across the border from Kobani and has more details.
There have been at least four airstrikes this morning, Tuesday, according to residents here and refugees from Kobani. The latest happened right around midday. They seem to be focused on the central part of the city, which is currently being contested by the Kurdish militias and the Islamic State fighters. Earlier, a video released by the Islamic State showing a British journalist who was hostage from Kobani was confirmed as being filmed in East Kobani, though my sources do not indicate when, but they noted that this is an area controlled by the Islamic State, and so therefore really did not justify the claim that they controlled all of the city. Scott Bob, VOA News, across the border from Kobani.
Foreign ministers and representatives from 40 nations are meeting today in Berlin to focus on helping Syria's neighbors cope with the huge group of refugees who've been pushed from their country by years of war. The Jordanian foreign minister warned of what he called host country fatigue and trying to keep pace with the needs of so many extra people. Russia announced today that it will recognize the results of the upcoming elections in two separatist regions of East Ukraine. The foreign minister said the voting scheduled for November 7th would be important for the legitimization of power in the People's Republics of Donetsk and Luhansk. This is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued new guidelines for returning healthcare workers from high risk of Ebola infection to voluntarily quarantine themselves at home. The new guidelines come as nurse Casey Hickox, who was quarantined by state officials, did not have symptoms of Ebola. Hickox had threatened to challenge her quarantine in a lawsuit. Meanwhile, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, meets health workers and senior government officials in Freetown, Sierra Leone, on the third day of a tour of Ebola-hit countries. Protesters in Hong Kong are marking the one-month anniversary of their student-led pro-democracy demonstrations. The anniversary comes amid an impasse between the protesters and authorities. Protesters want Beijing to repeal its decision to screen candidates for the territory's 2017 election for chief executive. Authorities, however, have refused, instead declaring the gatherings to be illegal and cracking down on the protesters several times. Amnesty International has issued a new report claiming that the Ethiopian government is systematically repressing the country's largest ethnic group, the Oromo. Martha Vanderwolf reports.
Amnesty International says Ethiopia's ethnic Oromo are subjected to arbitrary arrest, detentions without access to lawyers, repeated torture, and even targeted killings to crush dissidents. Claire Bestone is the Ethiopia researcher for Amnesty International. She says the East African country is hostile to any kind of dissent, but particularly fears the Oromo for a number of reasons.
Including the numerical size of the Oromo, because they're the largest ethnic group, a strong sense of national identity among the Oromo, and also a kind of history of perceived anti-government sentiment.
Oromia is the largest state within Ethiopia, and about 35% of the population is considered to be ethnically Oromo. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Residents of Toronto, Canada, have elected a new mayor to replace outgoing Mayor Rob Ford, who has garnered international headlines for his drug and alcohol use and publicly boorish behavior. With 100% of the vote counted, the Conservative candidate John Tory won Monday's election with over 40% of the vote, defeating Doug Ford, Rob Ford's brother, who gained 33% of the vote. A third candidate, left-leaning Olivia Chow, finished with just 23%. Mexico marked 1 month since the disappearance of 43 students in the state of Guerrero with another round of arrests, but no less mystery as to the whereabouts of the young man. The country's attorney general said Monday that four more gang members of the teacher trainees of Iguala were in custody. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on The Voice of America, English teaching and learning English. We begin with our English teaching programs, New Dynamic English and Functioning in Business. At half past the hour Universal Time, you'll hear the Learning English programs As It Is, the Agriculture Report, and Science in the News. Thank you for listening to VOA.
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy.
Welcome to New Dynamic English.
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture. Today's unit is the Harris family.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Just great. Who's our guest today?
Today we have two guests. Our guests are Bob and Sandra Harris.
I remember Mr. Harris.
Well, Sandra is his wife. And in a later show, we're going to meet his two children.
And what are we going to talk about?
Today, Bob and Sandra are going to talk about their jobs and their family.
Listen and repeat.
Wife. Sandra is Bob's wife. Who is Bob's wife? Sandra is Bob's wife. Husband. Bob is Sandra's husband. Who is Sandra's husband? Bob is Sandra's husband.
Interview.
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guests today are Bob and Sandra Harris. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kathy. Kathy, I'd like to introduce my wife, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hello, Kathy. I'm pleased to meet you.
I'm pleased to meet you, too. Sandra, this is your first time on our show.
That's right.
Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, as you know, we live in Florida.
In Miami.
That's right. We live in Miami.
What do you do?
I'm a music teacher. I teach piano.
Do you teach at a school?
No, I don't. I teach at home. My students come to our house.
What about you, Bob? What do you do?
I work at the post office. I'm a postal worker.
Tell us about your family, Sandra.
Well, we have two children, a boy and a girl. Our daughter's name is Colette. Our son's name is John.
Thank you, Sandra and Bob. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Listen and repeat.
Sandra.
My wife's name is Sandra.
Colette.
Our daughter's name is Colette.
Bob.
My husband's name is Bob.
John.
Our son's name is John.
Interview.
Our guests today are Bob and Sandra Harris. Can you tell us some more about your children? How old are they?
Well, our daughter Colette is 18.
Our son John is 16. They're both in high school.
What are their hobbies? What do they like to do?
John loves gymnastics.
Gymnastics?
Yes, and Colette is studying violin.
So she likes music.
That's right.
Our guests today are Bob and Sandra Harris. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Listen and answer. Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
Who is Bob's wife? Sandra is Bob's wife. Who is Sandra's husband? Bob is Sandra's husband. Who is Bob and Sandra's son? John is Bob and Sandra's son. Who is their daughter? Colette is their daughter. Who is Colette's brother? John is Colette's brother. Who is John's sister? Colette is John's sister.
Email.
We're back with Bob and Sandra Harris. Now let's look at our email. We have an email from Carmen in Mexico City. Her question is, do most Americans have two children?
Well, many American families have one or two children. Some families have three children or more.
And some American families have no children.
Thank you.
Listen and repeat.
Most. Do most Americans have two children? Many. Many American families have one or two children. Some. Some families have three children or more.
Daily Dialogue. A Telephone Invitation, Part 1. Listen to the conversation.
Hello.
Hi, Sue.
Oh, hi, Holly.
What are you doing this weekend?
Not much.
Would you like to go to a movie?
A movie? Sure, I'd love to.
Great.
Listen and repeat.
Hello.
Hi, Sue.
Oh, hi, Holly.
What are you doing this weekend?
Not much.
Would you like to go to a movie?
A movie? Sure, I'd love to.
Great.
Question of the week.
Now it's time to answer last week's question. The question was, how many? Listen carefully. How many? Kathy, are you ready to play Question of the Week?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Here's your first question. Question number one. How many states are there in the United States? How many states are there in the United States?
I know that. There are 50 states in the United States.
That's right. 50 states. Now, question number two. How many holes are there in a golf course? How many holes are there in a golf course?
A golf course? Let's see. I don't play golf, but I think there are 18. Is it 18?
Yes, you've got it. There are 18 holes in a golf course. Ready for question 3?
Sure. Go ahead.
Question number 3. How many children are there in the average American family? How many children are there in the average American family?
The average American family? I'd say 2 or 3. Let's say 2.
2 is correct. The average American family has 2 children. You did very well.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing our game.
A question for you.
Now, here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
What is your mother's name? Oh, that's a nice name.
Well, our time is up. So until next time, this is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For additional study materials, visit the DINED International website at dined.com. That's DYNED.com.
Well, folks, we're off the air.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Say, Max, I'm going out to dinner this weekend with my friend Anne. Can you recommend a good restaurant?
Sure. How about Sutter's Steakhouse? It's my favorite restaurant.
It sounds good, but I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, I didn't know you were a vegetarian. I'm a meat eater myself. And my son, well, he eats hamburgers, hamburgers, hamburgers.
Well, I love all vegetables, and sometimes I'll eat fish.
Hi, everyone. What's up?
Elizabeth, do you know a nice vegetarian restaurant?
For you, Max, Mr. Steak?
I'm the vegetarian here. I'm looking for a place for dinner this weekend.
Oh, I ate at a great place. It's called The Garden. They serve delicious vegetarian food, and they serve fish, too.
Sounds perfect.
It's nice, and it's not too expensive.
Well, we'll give it a try. Thanks for the recommendation.
You're welcome.
Now, English teaching continues on VOA.
Ready for functioning in business? Cue music.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
Functioning in Business is an intermediate-level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture. Today's unit is Confirming Plans, Part 1. This program focuses on making and changing restaurant reservations. Interview.
On today's program, I'll be talking with Michael Epstein. Mr. Epstein is in his office in San Jose, California. Hello, Mr. Epstein.
Hello.
The last time we talked, we discussed your phone call with Mr. Blake.
Yes, that's right. He and I talked on Monday just after he arrived in San Francisco. And then on Tuesday, Mr. Blake and I had lunch together. Afterwards, we drove around San Francisco.
You told him that you were going to arrange a meeting with your boss, Ms. Shirley Graham.
For a lunch meeting on Wednesday, yes. I made a reservation for 12:15 on Wednesday at a nice little restaurant in San Mateo.
San Mateo?
Yes, it's just south of the San Francisco airport.
Now let's listen to your phone call to the restaurant. We'll see how you made the reservation.
Dialogue. Let's listen in while Mr. Epstein calls the Jackson Grill to make a reservation for lunch.
Jackson Grill, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
For how many people?
There will be 3 of us.
Let's see. I'm sorry, but I don't have a table at 12 o'clock. I do have a table at 12:15. How would that be?
That would be just fine. Could we have a quiet table if possible? We'll be discussing business.
I'm sure we can arrange that. Could I have your name, please?
Sure, it's Epstein. Mike Epstein.
Could you please spell that?
Certainly. It's Epstein. E-P-S-T-E-I-N.
Okay, Mr. Epstein. We'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday at 12:15.
Thank you.
Variations. Listen to these variations.
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
I'd like to reserve a table for tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
For how many people?
How many people will there be?
How would that be?
Would that be okay?
Could we have a quiet table if possible?
Would it be possible for us to have a quiet table?
Could I have your name, please?
Could you please give me your name? Interview.
You were able to get a table for 12:15.
That's right. They were busy at 12 o'clock. So I needed to check with Ms. Graham to confirm that this time was good for her. And then I needed to confirm the time with Mr. Blake.
Well, Mr. Epstein, that's all for today. Thank you very much for being on our show.
It's been my pleasure.
Let's take a short break.
Questions. Listen to the question.
How many people will attend the lunch meeting?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
Jackson Grill, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
For how many people?
There will be three of us.
How many people will attend the lunch meeting? There will be three people, Mr. Epstein, Mr. Blake, and Ms. Graham.
Listen to the question.
Is there a table available at 12 o'clock?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
Let's see. I'm sorry, but I don't have a table at 12 o'clock. I do have a table at 12:15. How would that be?
That would be just fine.
Is there a table available at 12 o'clock? No, there isn't a table available at 12 o'clock, but there is one available at 12:15.
Culture tips.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Culture Tips with Gary Engleton.
Welcome, everybody.
Well, Gary, we have an email question about American restaurants.
What's the question?
The question is, how do I make a reservation at an American restaurant?
It's not difficult. They'll ask for your name, the time, and the number of people in your group. Some very popular restaurants will also ask for your phone number.
Why is that?
So that they can call you on the day of your reservation to confirm the reservation.
What if my plans change? What if I have to change or cancel the reservation?
Then you should call the restaurant as soon as possible. Some restaurants will try to call you if you don't show up. So it's important to cancel if you cannot be there.
Thank you, Gary.
My pleasure.
Sentence completion. Listen, complete the sentence.
When you make a reservation, the restaurant will always ask you for your name, the time for the reservation, and the number of people in your group. They will always ask you for the number of people in your group. If you have a reservation and you cannot go to the restaurant, you should cancel the reservation. You should cancel the reservation.
Business dialogue. Canceling a reservation.
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. We'll hear a woman canceling a restaurant reservation.
Softstone Cafe, how can I help you?
Yes, this is Suzanne Weatherby. I have a reservation for Thursday evening, the 21st, at 8 o'clock.
For four people? Yes, I have it here.
Well, I'm very sorry, but I'm going to have to cancel the reservation. I'll be out of town that week.
Okay, I see. Would you like to make a reservation for another time, later in the month?
Well, I'm not exactly sure when I'll be back.
Okay, I've canceled your reservation for the 21st. I appreciate your calling.
No problem. I look forward to coming to your restaurant sometime next month.
We'll be looking forward to seeing you. Thanks again for calling.
Thank you.
Focus on functions. Reservations. Listen and repeat.
I have a reservation. I have a reservation for Thursday evening, the 21st. I have a reservation for Thursday evening, the 21st at 8 o'clock. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry, but I'm going to have to cancel. I'm very sorry, but I'm going to have to cancel the reservation. Would you like to make a reservation? Would you like to make a reservation for another time? Would you like to make a reservation for another time later in the month?
Gary's Tips.
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Engleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today I'll be talking about restaurant reservations. We'll see that the people use a lot of the language functions we've been studying: requests, apologies, confirmations. In Mr. Epstein's conversation, we heard him making a reservation at the Jackson Grill. He begins with a request, using the expression, "I'd like."
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
The woman at the restaurant makes an apology, beginning with, "I'm sorry, but..."
I'm sorry, but I don't have a table at 12 o'clock.
She then asks for confirmation, using the expression, "How would that be?"
How would that be?
That would be just fine.
He then requests a quiet table, using the expression, "Could we?"
Could we have a quiet table if possible? We'll be discussing business.
I'm sure we can arrange that.
Finally, the woman confirms the reservation by repeating back the information.
Okay, Mr. Epstein, we'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday at 12:15.
Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary. Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
For additional study materials, visit the DINED International website at dined.com. That's DYNED.com.
Coming up next on The Voice of America. The Learning English Programs As It Is, The Agriculture Report, and Science in the News.